Well, I think last year, you know, was the first year in the system, all right, and there were some things that he – there were some growing pains. I think we're a year ahead of that, so that helps him mentally play a little bit faster physically, which we all want to do. We want to make sure that we make it simple enough to where the guys can play fast, whether it's mentally or physically.
From a mental standpoint, is he kind of your first line of defense of getting guys lined up and making sure that there isn't
There's no doubt Puzz is a quarterback of the defense. We ask him to do a lot. He does a great job with it. He takes a lot of pride in it, from calling out the formation so everybody can get lined up to possible checks, you know, those type things. There's a lot of things that go to his, you know, that he takes care of.
How's the defense going? Is it where you thought it'd be? Is it further ahead?
Well, no, I mean, we're further ahead than last year. I mean, because it was the first year, but we got a long way to go. You know, we got some new guys that are coming in and mixing in, and, you know, personality-wise, we're developing one, and the guys are doing a great job of taking ownership of it, and it's just been a lot of fun as we come together and rally together.
When Dakota gets healthy, what do you expect that to happen?
Well, you know, what we saw from Dakota is a guy that is extremely athletic, fast, you know, physical. So we think that he could do a lot of different things. But, you know, we got to wait to see, get him on the field and make sure. But that's what we thought about him.
Chris Clemens has a question.
Chris Clemens is unbelievable, man. Well, when I say we're ahead, is just imagine, you know, last year was our first year in training camp, not only with the scheme, but just the mechanics of how the practices are going to go, the walkthroughs and all that. Those are all things that we don't worry about now, so we can concentrate on just the field stuff. But, you know, with the spring, we hadn't changed the scheme a whole lot. We've added some different things here and there. So just the second year in anything you're doing, you expect it to take a step in the right direction.
Do you expect the defense to kind of shine over the office Saturday night, because they always say defense
started camp? I don't understand all that. I mean, you know, I know you guys are going to think it's coach hop, but guys, we go out there every day and we're just trying to play fast and get better. That's what we want to do. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and we just want to make sure that we give our guys an opportunity to be successful. That's what we want to do. We want to put everybody as best we can in position to do what they do best.
But, I mean,
Well, I think, you know, the first step was the second half of the season. You know, we got a lot better, against the run. But, you know, we're making sure, I think the guys are understanding their fits a little better. You know, Red Bryant's going to help with that type of stuff. You know, he and Tyson playing that big end position. I think it's really going to help us also. But, you know, I think the guys have definitely taken a step in the right direction just with something as simple as the fits, where they belong.
What have you seen out of Chris Smith and Telvin Smith?
Well, Chris Smith, they're both young guys. They got a long way to go. There's a lot of learning that goes on in the NFL. It's a big step from college to NFL. Everybody's fast. Everybody's athletic. But we do see athleticism from the guys. You know, that has nothing to do with as far as how they're fitting in the scheme and all that. We do see burst, and we do see things that we like.
With Chris Clemens, what kind of dimension does he add with his pass rush?
He's an excellent pass rusher. I mean, he's proven it. He's been in the system. I'm going to tell you what I like about Chris Clemens. What I love about him is he is a leader. He's leading. He's talking to the young guys. You'll see him out there talking to Leroy or talking to Chris Smith or those guys. And I think that is really, you know, he's taking it to the next level there. But he, you know, play-wise, he's a guy that has proven that he can rush the passer. And plus, the experience that he has in the system, it's not, he just took off from where he was last year. It isn't like he came in and learned a whole new system. You know, there's some new things, but he's picked them up really quick.
What will better depth in the line give you?
Well, I think it gives us a better chance for rotation. You know, like Derek played a lot of snaps last year. I mean, it gives you a better chance to, you know, be fresher toward the end of the games, toward the end of the season, you know, those type things.
Is Clemens helping Jokel?
Is Clemens I don't know that. I don't know. I can't answer for Luke, you know. But I know that he's a seasoned vet that understands pass rush moves and how to attack an offensive player and to counter whatever the offensive player does.
What does the next step look like for Cipriano?
Well, I think he's, you know, as far as what I could see right now, he's taking it. He's playing a lot smoother. There's not as much thinking, so it allows him to show his speed and his athleticism that we really liked when he was coming out of college, because he understands what exactly he needs to do.
What's the difference between your auto linebacking position and the traditional center?
Well, I think we have him a little more on the line of scrimmage, and, you know, he's a little more set in the edge, and, you know, so that's the thing. And we're still working through this, you know, and Leroy's done a good job with it, and you guys have seen where he's aligned. So, you know, as we're working through it, we're finding out exactly what the auto position is. And it's been great for us as far as, you know, the things that we've been doing with it.
How would you describe the depth that you have in middle linebacker behind Paul's?
Well, you know, we got Nate Stupar, who we felt like has had a good spring and a good training camp. And then Alan Bradford, who has played in the NFL for a while. So, you know, anytime you're talking about depth, you want guys that understand, you know, the system and can step in and the guys feel good. Yesterday, Nate stepped in for Paul and did a very good job with practice. You know, Paul didn't practice.
The referees are coming in tomorrow. Apparently, been a lot of emphasis for this year on the defensive backs.
They were here yesterday, and, you know, we thought our guys, we got a couple cold against us, but I just talked to them. They said our guys are doing a good job of trying to understand what the emphasis is this year. If there's a tug, it's a penalty. That's it. If they see the shirt come out. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say they're going to do. So our guys, we're trying. It's great that we have them, because they can see right now how the guys are going to call it. So it really helps them grow. Well, he really understands the game, and if you listen to the practices, he's communicating a lot of different things, and I think, you know, that's outstanding. So, you know, I think that Nate is taking advantage of everything, every opportunity that he's had.
Dwayne Rotz, does he have the ability to be an elite corner in this league, and how close is he to being closer to that?
Well, Dwayne is obviously the second year in the system. I know you guys are going to. But the technique we use out there are very detailed, and you have to practice them, and that's what's going to take you to the next level. And adding all the practices that he has, he's getting better. There's no doubt about it.
You said you wanted to play fast on the scrimmage, but I assume you don't want to give a lot of big plays. I mean, you want them to look good.
Well, I mean, you know, explosive plays is something that we talk about all the time. Nobody wants to give up explosive plays. That's an emphasis from day one. It was one of the first things I talked about. So we want to make sure that we don't give up explosive plays.
As Leslie said, the linebackers have to make more impact plays. What's the key thing that's got to happen for that to happen?
Well, I think when you get in position to make a play, you got to make it first of all. I mean, some guys, you know, to get in position, they don't make the plays. And then I think what he's saying is that they just have to show up more as far as bigger plays, sacks, stripping the ball, picks, those type of things. Although, you know, the linebacker unit has done a good job with interceptions. So, you know, Puzz's standard is extremely high, and, you know, which is great. And he just feels like they got to get better.